This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. The prosecution is building its case against two Aurora cops charged in the death of Elijah McClain. CPR's Tony Gorman reports.
So far, the prosecution has presented arguments about the body camera footage worn by officers. They also discussed McClain's medical condition while he was in an intensive care and after he died. A pulmonologist from National Jewish Health, who filed reports on McClain's death in a grand jury investigation in 2021, was on the stand Friday. He said McClain had inhaled a potentially fatal amount of fluid from vomiting into the mask he was wearing during his encounter with police. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Hundreds of workers at Colorado auto parts plants walked off the job Friday as part of the National United Auto Workers strike. Operations at a plant in Commerce City and another in Aurora are now on pause. The union says some progress has been made in negotiations, but it'll continue to push for better pay and job security for workers. And the CU Buffs football team faces its biggest challenge of the year so far. They're in Oregon to take on the Ducks, the 10th-ranked team in the nation, in a clash of unbeaten teams. Kickoff is at 1:30 on ABC. And it's going to be a nice fall day across Colorado. Highs near 80 degrees for Denver, 50s for the Central Mountains around Vail and Breckenridge, and highs in the upper 70s out on the western slope around Grand Junction. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.